40 years old, Lena Waithe has already built an impressive legacy for herself. She became the first Black woman ever to win an Emmy for writing on a comedy series for the show Master of None, and she's gone on to create a number of TV shows, including Boomerang, 20s, and The Chi, which is based on her experience growing up on the South Side of Chicago. The Chi just wrapped up its sixth season, and Lena Waithe joined NPR's Rachel Martin for our show Wildcard, where guests choose questions at random from a deck of cards, questions about the memories, insights, and beliefs that have shaped them.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's go. We're in the memories round. Three cards. Okay. Pick a card. One, two, or three.
I'm going to go with two.
Two. When did you feel like you found your people?
Oh, man. I think, you know, Michael Svoboda, who was a writer's PA on The Game when I was an assistant at Girlfriends, he and I just really vibed. And he's just like, yo, I got a writer's group that I do where we sit and we like write original pilots that we're working on to kind of help us get some stuff done. And I walked into that writer's group and like found all these amazing people that I'm still tight with today.
Tell me how that jibes with Chicago and your experience there, because it sounds like you needed to find your writer people.
Yeah.
Did you not have that in some way in Chicago?
You know, I was a bit of an oddball, you know, in Chicago, because I was obsessed with TV, obsessed with, like, movies. Right. Like, people go to the movies and watch TV shows. It's a pastime. And I think my family could tell it was more than that for me.
Was it moving you in a different way than it was your peers?
I would be just enthralled by it and be thinking about it. Like, I have, like, some chest tattoos. Yeah. I have, like, a Wizard of Oz tattoo. I have Judy Garland here, you know. I have the lion. I have the scarecrow. I have all of it. Like, because that movie was more than a movie for me. Yeah. It was almost like a Bible to life. Huh. It's like, where you are, you always think there's something out there that's better than where I'm at right now. But the truth is, when you go out there and get to the Emerald City and meet the wizard, you realize it's all, it's not really what you thought it was. And then all you long for when you're in the Emerald City is to go where?
Home.
Exactly. And so I think what the big reason why Wizard of Oz is such a religion and a reminder for me is that there is no Emerald City that will feel like home.
Mm-hmm. Was that sad for you? Was there a grief attached to that? Or is like,
it helped me to stop. It helped me to slow down. Because mm-hmm. the truth is, there's always something you want. And that's fine. You know, you need that thing to make you want to go. But you got to remember that it'll be nice if it happens. It'll be cool. But you don't want it to be a thing that if you don't get it, that you can't find happiness.
Okay, round two. This is insights.
Okay.
Things you have learned or things you are learning.
All right.
One, two, three.
I'm going to go with three.
Three. What makes you irrationally defensive?
Irrationally defensive? Oh, my gosh. This is the irrational part.
I know.
I can get defensive, you know, about just the idea, because of being wrong about something. Mm. Like, I don't like to be wrong. I don't like being proved wrong. I don't like, so I realized, like, oh, what? I wasn't right about that? What? It's my least favorite thing is getting something wrong.
Yeah.
And that can be in many ways, you know, whether it be a relationship, you know, some trivia, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't want to get this wrong. I want to get it right.
Those are in the same breath.
I know. It's like relationship, like taboo, you know what I mean? I think I realize I'm not good at not being good at things.
Mm. Yeah.
So I can get defensive when I'm not like succeeding at something.
Yeah. When's the last time you were wrong about something?
Oh, recently. I thought a particular actress was in Game of Thrones. And she wasn't.
Oh,
and I
this
was
is my
so
favorite game.
Ticked.
Right.
Because like, I was like, are you sure that's not her? And she's like, that's no, you're getting that wrong for something. I was like, I looked
that.
It up too.
Right,
I was
of
like,
course.
Oh, let me see.
Right.
I was like, ugh.
Because you believed
wrong.
With every fiber of your being that she was in Game of Thrones.
I really did. That's what I'm saying. Like, I was so not happy about that in that moment because I never get that stuff wrong. But it's okay.
Okay, we're going to forget you were wrong about that one. Yeah. No one has to know.
Now everybody knows.
Okay, round three.
Okay.
Final round. This is the beliefs round, okay? So we're getting into beliefs that shape the way you see the world.
All right.
One, two, three. Three new cards, three last cards.
I'm going to go with two.
What's your best defense against despair?
Ooh. I love this Baldwin quote. He says to Nikki Giovanni in a beautiful conversation they have where she thinks she's a pessimist. And he says, no, you're a realist. You're cool. But you're not a pessimist. He's like, because you're alive. And I think my biggest defense against despair is the fact that I'm alive. Mm-hmm. Is that I'm here. And even though it can feel like a curse, it is the greatest gift to be Earthside mm-hmm. at this time. And you can't run away from despair. You can try.
Yeah.
You can try. I love that the Solange song, Cranes in the Sky, because it's all about ways in which we try to run away. So you can try to shop it away, smoke it away, you know, like sext it away.
Right.
You can't, you know. And many people, I think, try to.
So in the particular, like for you, how do you just sit there and like say an affirmation, like I'm alive? You look in the mirror, you pinch yourself. Like, what?
No, I'm still like, I'm a sleeper. I try to sleep it away. I try to watch The Comeback, you know, which is my favorite go-to. Lisa Kudrow, Michael Patrick King, like
really?
HBO. It is like, if
you
ever
brings
sad,
you back from the brinks of despair?
No, it just reminds me of like a character that is so flawed.
But yet
I love and root for so much. Like Valerie Cherish is a game-changing character for me. When I watch that show, you can't help but look at Valerie Cherish and go, all right, I'm okay. I'll be all right. And I feel better now because I'm laughing and also like completely have secondhand embarrassment.
Lena Waithe, this was such a pleasure. Thank you so much for doing this.
Wow. Thank you so much for pulling so much out of me today.
For more of that conversation with Lena Waithe, you can search for Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts.